USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The attorney representing former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin asked the court to declare a mistrial, citing misconduct in closing arguments and ongoing comments from public officials they feel will influence the jury's decision.
I'll give you that Congresswoman Waters may have given you something on appeal that may result in this whole trial being overturned. I wish elected officials would stop talking about this case, especially in a manner that is disrespectful to the rule of law.
U.S. Representative Maxine Waters, the California Democrat, had joined protesters on Saturday and pressed for protests to escalate if Derek Chauvin was found not guilty. The Arizona Senate will begin a major audit of the 2020 presidential election next week, with results likely to be ready by mid-May. What's odd about this, the Maricopa County's Board of Supervisors refused to cooperate, and it took the Arizona Senate 2.5 months to win a court battle to uphold their right under law to ensure election integrity. USA Radio News.
We need the forklift over here.
Indeed, knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Okay, those notes need to be adjusted. The shippers are coming at noon, so we got to get this done.
Like at Dennis's plastic startup, to stay flexible, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Global stock markets took a hit Tuesday after Wall Street retreated from record highs. London and Frankfurt opened lower, while Shanghai and Tokyo also declined. Hong Kong and Seoul did gain. Standard & Poor's 500 index lost a half a percentage point on declines for tech, bank, and energy stocks. It appears traders are uneasy about a rise in inflation and interest rates. The European Union generated more sanctions against Myanmar military leaders and army-controlled companies ahead of a regional meeting to discuss the worsening crisis in Myanmar after army leaders deposed the elected government. The Council of the European Union's latest sanctions target 10 individuals and 2 military-controlled companies already subject to sanctions by the United States, Britain, and other governments. Walter Mondale, the influential former senator, vice president, and Democrat nominee for president, is dead. Mondale, who served as President Jimmy Carter's vice president from 1977 to 81, died Monday in Minneapolis, Minnesota. He was 93. We are USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Sportscaster Joe Buck is the next guest host on Jeopardy. Dan Rocky with the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Sportscaster Joe Buck will get a chance to give the answers on Jeopardy later this year. Buck will reportedly take the podium this summer as one of a series of guest hosts for the popular game show. Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers recently ended his run as host with Anderson Cooper, Bill Whitaker, Mayim Bialik, Savannah Guthrie, and Dr. Sanjay Gupta in line to host as well. Buck is best known for his work calling NFL games on Fox and 22 of the last 24 World Series. The show has had a number of guest hosts, serving 2-week stints since the passing of longtime host Alex Trebek last November.
Jeopardy has been on the air since 1964 and has over 8,000 shows to its credit. As expected, Ingenuity, the helicopter Perseverance, flew to Mars, completed a successful test flight from the Jezero crater, and achieved an altitude of about 10 feet before touching down 40 seconds later. NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory explains the differences between flying on Earth compared to Mars.
And you know, the amazing feat of all this is that Mars only has 1% of the volume of atmosphere that the planet has. That our planet has. Now, it's partially offset by the fact that the gravitational pull of Mars is 37% of the Earth, but this is why you need, for a little 4-pound helicopter, you need a 4-foot wingspan and rotational speed of about 4,200 RPMs to get that lift capability on that planet.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.